Evening.
Hello, my name is Jess, and we're turning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Yesterday I make a purchase and I was charged extra $18.94. And I called and I spoke to one of your colleagues and she told me she's gonna refund it, but it's still pending on my account.
Can I have your zip code, please?
My zip code is 20876.
And your first and last name?
My first name is Kwabena, Kwaben, and the last name is Ofori, Ofori.
All right, just a moment while I locate an account for you.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that last name again?
Come again.
What was your last name again, sir?
The last name?
Mm-hmm.
Is O-F-O-R-I, Ofori.
All right, and can you verify the address for me?
27 Drumcastle Court, Germantown, Maryland, zip code 2076, sorry.
All right, I do see here where she did cancel it, and you said it's pending?
Yeah, it's showing pending on my account. Normally, when it's canceled on your end, it has to be off or it has to be refunded.
Let me see here. It does usually take 3 to 5 business days to actually see that back in your account. But let me just take a look here. Give me just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I did void that for you, that charge, and you should see it soon, but I did do it for you.
Okay.
Let me just make sure.
Thank you for your kindness.
Yes, sir. All right, but I did void that for you, the $18. And it usually takes, I'm not sure how soon it would take since it's just a voided transaction.
Right.
But the most should be 3 to 5 business days. It may be before then since it was just voided, but it's usually 3 to 5 business days. But,
okay. You
know, it may be before then, but I did do that for you. And again, my name is Jasmine. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Have a blessed one, too, and be safe. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Much.